And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio of Holly Marban and Keith Nitre, they're both with the Sitka Food Co-op, here to talk about the co-op, which has grown tremendously, and also about a new program that offers discounted items for pregnancy and infancy. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start by talking about the New Beginnings program, which offers a 15% discount for about 500 items for women who are pregnant and for postnatal needs. Holly, can you talk about that a bit?
Sure. Yeah, the New Beginnings program is a program that we're offering within the Sitka Food Co-op, and it came about as a way to address the growing need of living expenses in Sitka, and we're realizing how challenging it can be to afford to bring healthy food to your family, especially during pregnancy and when you have little ones. And so we're offering about a 15% discount on hundreds of items that can be helpful and useful and a really great addition to a family's overall diet.
So how do people take advantage of this? How can you become part of the program?
Sure. You can sign up online. You have to be a member of the Sitka Food Co-op. And in order, once you become a member, then you can sign up on our website, sitkafoodcoop.org. And essentially, they just need to fill out a tiny little form on our website and express a need. And that's essentially it.
Okay. Great. Well, Keith, tell us a little bit about the Food Co-op. What kind of an organization is this?
Well, we're a cooperative, which means everyone who becomes a member is actually part of the owner of the cooperative. We started this back in 2011 with just a few families. Aunt Betty, when she was here, was the instigator of this. And about 12 of us got together and decided to incorporate as a food cooperative. And so we're just over 5 years old now, and we started with 12 families, and now we're up to about 250 families here, and businesses as well in Sitka. And basically for all these years, we are kind of a hybrid cooperative buying club. There are many buying clubs in town. We're just kind of one on steroids right now. We're bringing in 4 tons of food a month. This just came about a need because the price of food had increased so much in town where wages did not. And so this is our way for us to serve the community. One of our purposes, you know, when we incorporated, was to provide wholesome, natural, and organic foods as inexpensively as possible. And that's our goal. And that's why we operate as a nonprofit. And one of our other goals is to enrich the life of the community in other ways we can. And this is the New Beginnings program. We're seeing a need and we're trying to fill it.
Right. And so essentially you're offering products at cost.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To members. Yeah. And so you're not gaining anything as an organization except for goodwill and knowing that you're doing something useful for the community.
A lot of our members are young and are pregnant. There have been a lot of newborns in the cooperative family here. And so this, it's really obvious that this is needed. And you know, when people come up and they're getting their orders every month, they're saying thank you when they're picking up their goods. Mm-hmm. So we just see this as a really important part of serving the community.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a bit about how you become a co-op member and if you'd like to become part of the New Beginnings program or take advantage of it. Holly?
Sure. In order to become a co-op member, you, again, can go to our website, sickafoodcoop.org, and fill out a quick application to become a member online. And there's a $25 membership fee, which lasts for 12 months. It's actually increasing soon, January 1st. But we're hoping that, you know, folks can still afford to pay that and take advantage of the very low cost of food that we offer.
And you have a program, too, to help people with that fee if they need.
Right. Yeah, it's the board of directors decided to increase the fees to $50 a year, and in part because we've moved to Centennial Hall and we're renting that out, and it's much more expensive because we don't have a location of our own. But I have the ability to waive fees or to reduce that if there's financial hardship for families. Again, we're not about for profit. Our unofficial model is food for people, not for profit. And so we just want people to have access to good, wholesome food at reasonable prices.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what kind of products people can access through the co-op.
Oh, sure. Gosh, I mean, it's everything and anything almost. And a huge percentage of what we offer is organic as well and fair trade. So it's really high quality food. And you can purchase produce. Almost any produce you could think of, honestly. Seasonally, of course. And you can purchase bulk dry goods, beans, rice, grains, whatnot, soups, teas.
We have between our ordering sites, we have probably about 50,000 items from household goods, baking goods, mm-hmm. aluminum foils, salt for your roads, dog food, for your pets. We basically have access to everything any major supermarket would, too. We're buying from the same companies that they are.
And can people split our orders if they order in bulk?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to buy an entire case or a bag of something.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of being a member of the co-op is that you don't have to buy a 25 or 50-pound bag of flour if you only need a few pounds of it. You can split it that way, and it brings the cost down significantly.
There's no minimum purchase either. If you want to buy 2 apples, you can buy 2 apples. If you want 1 pound of garbanzo beans, you can buy that. If you want 1 can of tomato paste. So the co-op is always buying cases. We buy it in wholesale in bulk prices. So members go in on orders, they split cases, and so whatever you purchase, you're going to buy, get it at a bulk rate or a case rate price.
Okay, and how else are you helping the community through your mission?
Well, recently we just donated substantially to the A&B and A&S Community Christmas Dinner. This is our second year that they've asked us to help sponsor them. So a lot of the produce there at the dinners will be from the Sitka Food Co-op, organic yams and potatoes and onions and all that stuff.
Okay. And what about volunteers? You need some volunteers?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for saying that. We're always in need of volunteers, and we really couldn't do what we do without the really hard work of our volunteers. I want to say just how grateful I am for all the volunteers that come out and help us every few weeks. And if anyone's interested in becoming a volunteer with us, we'd love to have them. They can email us or find us at the website or just stop in at our next order and help out. We'd love to have people.
It sounds like you're really growing tremendously.
Right. And I was going to say, volunteers, if you were to see us in operation behind the scenes, it's actually quite fun. Mm-hmm. It's a real social scene. And I think a lot of the people who are participating that way, understand that it's a fun thing. They're benefiting. Volunteers actually get an additional discount off their purchases for helping us out. And it's just a community event. And when people are even buying their stuff and they're waiting to be checked out, it's not like you're waiting in line and people are getting all grumpy. It's a whole social scene. Mm-hmm. So we're really community oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about bringing good food and community together. And it really happens. Every 2 weeks when we have an order, that's exactly what's happening is this beautiful little, this Sitka community as a whole is beautiful, and this little microcosm is coming together at Centennial every few weeks, and it's just a nice scene. I love it.
Okay, and again, how can people find out more about the co-op?
They can go to our website, sitkafoodcoop.org. There's links to email us, contact us, how to order, how to set up accounts. And as general manager, I am there almost 24 hours a day to answer people's questions on emails. We'll show one-on-one how to set up your accounts if need be, how to navigate our ordering systems. We currently order from 5 different suppliers. 3 of them are folded into 1 ordering site, and 2 are standalone, something like an Amazon, Azure Standard. A lot of people know Azure. So there's a lot of different ways, and one of the other things is a collection of ranchers in Walla Walla, Washington. So we get our meats that are no steroids, no hormones, no antibiotics, grass-fed, no GMO, sent up every other month as well. So, but I'm here to provide whatever service I can to our members.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Any parting thoughts?
Oh, gosh. I just want to say thanks for having us, and also thanks, Sitka, for allowing this to continue and supporting the food co-op. It's just helpful.
Yeah, Sitka is amazing this way, the way people have come together to do this.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Holly Marban and Keith Nitre from the Sitka Food Co-op. The co-op has a new program called New Beginnings. It's discounted items related to pregnancy, prenatal care, and postnatal care, and infant needs.